authority of Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, is the best of my law. Tonight, our guest, 3 Days Grace, in studio. For the first time, right?
Yeah,
it's the first time here.
Yeah, Adam and Neil are here. I like the first timers. We like to pop the cherry of first time guests. Because, you know what it means for me? No history. I mean, nothing bad.
Yeah,
we could be good.
I'm not going to screw up. You can't forget someone's name you never knew.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Next time you guys come on,
that's we'll screw up.
When we're going to screw it up. But here's what the next time's going to be predicated on. You guys get too big, you're not coming on. Because you have a lot of attitude. You get too small, we won't let you back on. We're going to need just a nice, warm burn here. But not the surface of the sun.
Cool.
Gotcha.
Just a nice sort of
we'll work on
pool.
It. For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, and
we want to be back, so I mean.
Yeah, like, yeah. And don't get me wrong, we're not looking to see you fail or stumble. We just want a gradual, healthy
cool.
climb.
We'll just ride it out. We'll
right.
see where it goes.
Or you can skyrocket, but you should have a issues with your self-esteem.
Okay.
All right. So you guys pick.
All right.
Either way.
Can we sit on it for a bit?
Yeah.
Get back to you.
Yeah. Just as long as we get you back. All right. What do you think we would talk about when you guys came back? you know what I mean? We could talk about this time.
Talk about our first time
talk
here.
About
that
this
would
crazy
probably
question
make sense.
You came
yeah,
up with.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Drew. I'm trying to keep it fresh.
Yeah. Oh man. Are you?
Woo. Yeah. The CD, by the way, the self-titled CD is about to go gold, which means 500,000 CDs. That's out here though. But you guys are Canadian, right?
Yeah.
Totally so different numbers up there.
Yeah. Less, right?
Yeah, it's like so about 140 discs.
Seven up there, yeah, seven.
Yeah. It's growing, though. It's growing. We're really, the scene's really. No, actually, it's 50,000? 50,000
in
Canada.
Gold is 50,000 in Canada, where it's 500,000 here. So,
is there any kind of, I don't think we have sort of patriotic buyers out here. You know what I mean? If a band is from the United States opposed to Canada, opposed to England, I don't think anyone gives a rat's ass.
Yeah.
In Canada, does it work that way?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a bit different. I think Canadians tend to focus a little bit more towards the Canadian music, but for that reason, little bit patriotic, right?
I don't know when you lose that as a country, just get too big and too rich and too fat and too tired and too cocky, or
I think you nailed it on the head.
Is that all of them?
No.
Yeah, but you got to remember, we went through so many decades of if it was American, it sucked.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah. there's also CanCon too, which is like legislation that says the stations in Canada have to play a certain percentage of
Canadian.
Right. You know what I mean? So
right.
Yeah. So you're kind of forced into it as well.
Right? Yep. Got to hear a lot of BTO and Ann Murray.
Rush.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, do worse than BTO. I'll tell you that right now, Drew. A hell of a lot worse.
How many people know what that stands for?
Yeah.
I don't think the Bachman brothers know what it stands for anymore. All I know is I was at a BTO concert, a reunion concert about 20 years ago, and I had my buddy the Wheeze on my shoulders almost the entire time. And it wasn't gay. We were rocking.
Nice.
There you go. That's
thank
cool.
you, man.
All right, I think what we should do, if Engineer Chris will go along with it, is play the 3 Days Grace song that everyone knows but may not necessarily know it's them. So we do that thing where you hear the song and you go, oh, yeah, I love
that
song.
Three
That's
Grace.
Those guys. All right,
connection.
Now I'm really going to listen up. Now, so you cool? Yeah. Anderson, you cool with that? Or does it make a difference to Anderson?
I love this time right now.
All right, buddy. Just relax.
No. All late right. is bad. Early's good. It's good.
Early's good. All right, so let's hear a song for 3 Days Grace. You ready there, Chris?
Yeah.
This is called I Hate Everything About You. The band knows more songs than Drew, everybody. 3 days grace in studio tonight. Adam and Neil both here. Going to be on the Tonight Show, Jay Leno show, tomorrow night. That's exciting. Then Kilborn on March 4th. Yes? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Every correct. Show but the Jimmy Kimmel show.
We already did the Kimmel,
we did
man.
Kimmel, actually, last time we were here.
You guys were awesome.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks,
yeah.
Appreciate that.
Thanks for staying up, man.
Yeah, man. They're still talking about it over there.
I bet.
Still buzzing. When was that?
December 9th.
Oh, all right. Well, all right. It's time to come back.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, on tour, going back to Canada, finishing the tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
We got to go back, and we're on tour with Nickelback, actually, right now. So we're doing some dates, and we're flying into Halifax. I think they just got about 4 feet of snow the other day, so we're going to soak up like 9 hours of sun and hit the snow.
Let's talk to Sarah, who's 19. Drew, what's the matter? What's going on, buddy?
Nothing.
You all right?
Yeah.
All right. Then let's act like
all right.
Hello?
Let's go now. Let's get a hand. Hey. Hold on. We got to break it down. Let's go. Let's get a hand in now. Break it down. Break it down. Don't sit on your helmet.
All right.
Grab a knee. Let's go. All right. You guys know football, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sort of.
That helmet's not a chair. You don't sit on it. You grab a knee.
Exactly.
Sarah, you know what's bothering me? I didn't realize anything was bothering me, but I read a review of my book on the line that bothered me so much. I want to yell back at these people.
Well, go ahead. Get it.
Are you effing high?
Go,
this is ridiculous.
I tell you, you're looking off into space.
Yeah, I didn't realize. You're like right. You're absolutely right.
I thought you had a pregnancy scare.
No.
Are you showing? True Mrs. Period.
That's my process.
Come on, buddy. I know when you're distracted. You know how you're a horrible actor?
Yeah.
This is it.
This is where it really comes
even
through.
Even when you're just trying to pretend like nothing's bothering you. Let's go. What's the problem?
Why are you
reading reviews of yourself?
It's because I'm an idiot.
That's right. Get ahead. He's an idiot.
Please, people, read my book. And don't read your own crap into it. Just read the book for what it is. It's not about you.
It's
not about me either. I'm a metaphor for stories about how humans work.
Drew's a metaphor.
That's right.
That means something that's different than what it is.
Books
but
called
it all
crack.
Comes around and makes sense.
Please get that book and read it. It's going to come out in paperback soon.
Drop that
soon
book.
Too.
How much? You know. Paperback.
Paperback would be, I don't know.
19.
No.
12.
Probably like $8.
$8.
That's a bargain.
$5. Get a hand in. You got that in the airstrip
anyway,
of your car.
People write stuff.
What happened? What did they say about
it? Just
you?
Was it's sort of like, make up your mind. Are you on radio or are you writing a book? And it sort of attacked you and was like, what?
Me?
Yes.
Moi? What?
Yes. And it's like, wait, you don't. People, they're so stupid, and they can't get out of their own ass is so much in their face that they can't.
Yeah,
they can't see.
Well, but Drew, okay, listen.
All right.
You guys should know this. You don't get online and read things people say about you, do you? Because you'll go.
We try to stay away from it, but there is definitely some that you can't avoid. You know, just where's a friend of yours
but
maybe brings it up, tells you what
but
it
but
is.
I and, welcome you know, thoughtful criticism. Bring it on.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But just the stuff that is sort of your own crap coming through, it's like you're reacting through the prism of your own issues. Leave that at home. Come on, break it down.
Yeah. Reflect it through your own prism.
I just hate when it's true. That's the only thing.
Well, if it's true,
can't hide from the truth.
If it's true, then it's constructive.
Yeah, no, when it's true, it sucks.
What I don't like is when it needs rebuttal, and these people leave. They have they leave it there. It's out there.
All right,
they
Drew,
act out their aggression.
Doing?
All right,
stop putting your name in the computer for Christ's sake.
No. I was looking. It's on Amazon. It was Amazon reviews.
Stop it, Sarah.
Yes.
You're 19.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
My boyfriend has a very large, very curved penis.
Wow.
And I'm kind of small inside, so it was kind of a feat just to get to it. But it seems like every time we have sex now, I bleed. I don't know if it's from... I just got off a depo, and...
Yeah, well, that's why you're bleeding. And it's not uncommon for people to have bleeding after intercourse, so that's normal. And that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the anatomy here.
Okay? Well, which way is it curved?
You know. Down.
Damn.
Down. That hurts, huh? That's painful,
right?
That
hurts her.
Yeah.
supposed to be.
It can be. Make it comfortable.
That's what Dr. Alter was saying, that he has to correct those oftentimes because they're uncomfortable for the woman.
I think down...
What is that condition
I think
called?
It looks bigger.
Peyronie's disease, potentially. Peyronie's.
You know what I mean? I mean, in terms of sort of maximum display... I think down looks better.
It's a little more ominous.
It really is.
It's sad.
It's more subtle.
I know, but it's got a little like it's as if it's ready to charge.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
when
like
a bull
lowers
his
head.
Down.
Yeah. It's ominous. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, look
it's,
out.
It's the devil's work.
Yeah, the rhino's putting its head down, ready to come at you,
ready to buck.
And I just it looks a little bigger. Because if I ever want mine to look bigger, I'll try to push it down a little and stretch it out. You know what I'm saying? Pull it up. It eats it up quickly.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I agree fully.
It's like your gear shift in your car looks longer when it's way down, like in reverse or something.
Yeah.
When it's in neutral, it's feeling kind of short. You gotta push it.
Gotta swing it.
Yeah, you gotta swing it. Hmm. Right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna start training mine. Get like a penis trellis.
Down boy. Eric.
Down boy,
21.
Eric.
Hi, what's up? First of all, Adam, I'm a huge fan.
Cool, man.
Thank you. Yeah, oh, wait a minute.
Which Adam are you talking to?
Huh?
It's got to be Corolla.
Hey, what's
which,
that?
Which Adam?
Oh, Corolla. Sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever.
For me. Drew getting bad reviews. Ace man getting praise from callers. Feeling good about himself.
So, I've been broken up with my girlfriend for about 4 months, and since then, like, you know, we've been hooking up periodically, and it's with other girls. Like, I can't get an erection. Like, it's really hard. I don't know if it's because I'm nervous or what, but
how many times has this happened?
Probably three times.
Are you on medication? How many times has it happened?
Probably four times. I don't know. It's
you would know
like
how many times that happened, right? You wouldn't be like, 18.
Well, usually, you know, like I'm making out with a girl or something, and it starts to go farther, and it doesn't happen. So.
Okay. Are you on medication?
No.
Anything else happening in your life? Stress? You sleeping okay?
Yeah, everything else seems pretty normal.
Are you depressed about this breakup?
No, not at all. I broke it off, and we still kind of get together occasionally. I don't know if that would.
Mm-hmm. And you're nervous about being with somebody new.
That's what I'm thinking, but yeah.
Well, that makes sense. That's all right. That's normal.
Hey, I mean, you just got to find one girl and sort of dial yourself in with her. Yeah?
Totally.
Bring the numbers down to at least just maybe four or five, no more.
Well, even if it's like the same girl that I've been, you know, hooking up with, like if it's a new girl.
Yeah.
Even if I'm with her like two or three times, it's still the same issue.
Yeah.
Are you not into these women?
No, definitely I am.
I definitely. You see, being too into them can screw you up too.
Yes, makes you nervous. But is this something you've ever had in the past?
No, it wasn't.
Mm.
Like before I started dating this other girl, it wasn't an issue.
All right,
you might want to get a physical exam just to make sure it's not a medical issue here. That's the one thing. You always want to be sure of that. So get that checked out first and foremost.
Two, three times does not a slump make,
no.
But it can screw you up emotionally. If you stick with one girl, you'll work it out quickly.
It's called anticipatory anxiety. Just the anxiety about the possibility of it happening again makes it happen.
You think too much about it.
Yeah. Right.
Definitely.
And some guys, we didn't really talk about this, but not all guys are cut out to be the alpha male.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
most guys are not, in fact.
They're not?
Yeah, most guys are more comfortable
hanging out with those guys, so I feel a little better about
alpha
myself.
Male, what do you mean?
That they go out and have sex with lots of different women.
That they're driven
to do that.
We assume, and women assume, and society assumes, that a guy will do as much as he can do.
That's a reasonable assumption
for the most part. But Drew, you're a man of supreme passion. I mean, you're passionate. People don't know how passionate a man Drew is. He's exquisitely
These guys have never heard of us. They walked in and goes, "You're a doctor? You're one of those things again."
Well, man, we're from Norwood, Ontario, man.
I'm surprised that the legend of his passion has not made it north of the border. Lord knows it's made it south.
And it probably has. We've just...
You've chosen
we're a little detached.
You've turned a blind eye to his passion.
We can't handle it.
Canucks have.
It's too hot.
They're jealous. it's so hot. They feel like they would be drawn into your passion.
I might screw up their ice fishing season.
We're afraid.
Oh, his passion. Yes.
Afraid of it.
I was frightened initially of what his passion may do to me.
Just embrace it.
I had a heterosexual resolve. I promised no oral on guys, and I thought possibly Drew would break that down. It's been spotty, to say the least. But the point is there are some guys, and you know, I heard it in Eric's voice, which is he's kind of a one-woman man.
Could be.
He's got that in his, you know, he likes to be in a relationship and probably hang out. And guys will try to push themselves to be sort of multi-partner guys, but they just
my concern is you also could be hearing, like, lower testosterone.
No, he could have cancer.
Secreting
he's
tumor
probably got cancer. Okay,
yeah. I think he's just missing his girlfriend.
He said no. He said he's so happy he's out. He said,
he shut her down.
He was.
Well, then why does he keep going back?
No, because he doesn't get anything
he's
else.
He's a passionate man.
You're
right. He should break off that.
Yeah, you got to cut that tie, dude. Yep.
Also,
right.
you get a little guilty wang every once in a while. You don't think you
guilty
do.
Guilty wang syndrome?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure he dumped her. He probably broke her heart. She's coming around because she wants to be near him anyway. He still sleeps with her. Then he gets with these other chicks, and he probably...
Yeah, his mind's
all screwed
up. There's
a part of him that feels guilty.
She's sitting at home, man.
Mike?
Or is she?
You're 22?
Yep.
You're calling from New Mexico?
Yes, sir.
You've heard of the legend of the Passion of Drew, have you not?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You see? Any place with Mexico in it has heard of the Passion.
What are you doing?
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, me and my girlfriend, we have a healthy sexual relationship. And, you know, it seems that, like, I'm having sensitivity problems when I wear a condom, and it's to the point now where we don't even have sex anymore because, you know, it just, you know, she doesn't really care all that much just because there's, like, we have other ways to, you know, like oral sex and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's fine, but, you know, I've seen a lot of other things in the store. You know, when you go to buy condoms, there's all these other different means of contraceptive, and I just want to know if any of that stuff really works, you know? I mean, or because if it does...
Wait, hold on a second.
Ah, Drew, we don't need to really get to the bottom of everyone, do we? Can we just move along a little bit?
We can move on with this, but why isn't she... If it's
takes all kinds.
Is this your wife or your girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
And how long have you been with her?
About a year and a half.
There was some data that came out. I think I keep hearing a smoke alarm out there, but
no, go ahead.
There's some data that came out today.
It's your smoldering passion.
I'm gonna pull it up during the break.
Country.
But the Advocates for Youth group published some data today that showed that something like 3/4 of all American young people will get an STD. 3/4.
Yeah, but wait, they count like each crab as one STD.
I'm gonna pull it up.
That's a bunch of scare tactics. Kids are fine.
And the most
they'll
of it was trichomonas, chlamydia, and warts, obviously.
Who gets the trichomonas?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Yeah.
What is trichomonas?
What is it?
It's a little protozoan. It's a little bug.
It's a little bug?
Yeah, it's a little animal.
Who is
it? Single-celled organism. It's nice. It's good times.
Nice. What do you do with it? Where is it? Single
in you.
Cell?
Yeah.
You can't see it.
No.
Ah, well, then that's just a flu. I'm talking about
chalk
stuff
it up.
That lit, you know, stuff that's got feelers.
That you can see it and stuff?
Yeah, you can
feel,
yeah,
you can feel it crawling around.
Yeah, stuff crabs, that moves. Gotcha.
Unless it's green. I mean,
if you look under the microscope, you can see it moving around.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Look, you look at your pillow under a microscope, you'll vomit.
All right.
You know what I mean? I don't want anything under a microscope.
So
you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get a little further away than we actually are.
So the two
you know what I mean? A chick looks better when she's across the street, and then you get up on her, it's like, hey, nice blackhead, you know?
Yeah. Good from far and far from good.
Yeah, like, this 2020 vision is not helping.
Overrated.
Everyone has to be clear. I like to pull it back just a little bit, Drew. People look better. The fine lines, the wrinkles, everything.
Just pluck your eyes.
Put the goggles on.
Pluck your eyes out. It's fine. So
I just want to. Take a little steel wool to them. That's all. Snow it over. You know when they do those commercials where Liz Taylor does one of her perfume commercials?
Yeah.
She looks hot.
Yes.
But you see her in real life, she's a mess.
Yeah. Technology.
That's what I want on my eyes all the time.
Just drink more beer. Just
I think
drink
everybody
more beer.
Wants that, man. Yeah, have a couple
Canadian
drinks.
Canadian solution, Molson.
Yeah, a couple Canadians.
Drink
Molson
some Molson, man. That'll
hey, Mom,
that'll
have you
dial
lost
you.
Weight? Wow. You have been looking
good.
Looking hot.
I don't know what Dad was thinking. But he should have stung out, Roy.
My question to Mike is, A, why isn't she on the birth control pill? And B, what does he mean he has a sensitivity problem?
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as, like, she's not on the pill just because...
Oh, man. Oh, true. You see what happens.
What's the sensitivity problem?
When I stop talking and the caller starts.
What's the sensitivity problem? Maybe we can find a good, decent condom.
All right.
What do you mean the sensitivity problem?
Well, as far as the sensitivity problem, when I wear a condom, I just go limp. I mean, that's it.
As soon as you put it on?
No. It'll last a little while, but...
By hour seven.
Have you tried different brands? Different sort of... There's always different...
Oh, yeah, the ultra thins and all that stuff, yeah.
You tried the animal skins?
Doesn't seem to make any difference.
Have you tried the so-called animal skin condom?
No.
Try that.
Get her on the pill, by the way. You guys have been together for a year and a half,
That's
right?
a good plan.
And the animal skin is not the best for the STD, but, you know...
We've been with the same chick for... couple of years now, you're fine. All right?
Have a good times.
All right, Drew. Stop thinking about that review. We're gonna
I'm done. I'm done with it.
Yeah, you say you're done, but shoulders are still into it. Come on, buddy.
Let's go now.
Pack it up. Get a hand in. You got to break it down. You grab an E. That's what I need you to grab. All right. What are we doing? 3 days grace here tonight. We got Adam and Neil. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. 3 days grace in tonight. Dave Navarro in tomorrow night. Nice. Talked to him about his high colonic he received on his MTV show. He had to detoxify, Drew.
Yeah. What was this? On his reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dave Navarro took a...
He got a colonic. Had to detoxify.
Yeah.
I think the guys who slam metric tons of heroin need to get an enema to detoxify. How about you put the rig down? How about that?
That'll detoxify.
Here's a way to detoxify. Stop slamming dope. There you go.
What a concept.
He's good now, though. He's clean, right?
You love people with these concepts. It's so weird. People don't understand biology. They can convince themselves of all kinds of things.
Well, okay, but let's talk about that for a second.
I was just thinking about Narcanon, who does this detoxification for drug addicts by putting them, cold turking them from drugs and putting them in a sweat box.
You got to sweat it out. Sweat out those toxins, Drew. Yeah. Let me explain something. Let me ask Adam and Neil here. You guys ever feel tired in the morning? Like the alarm goes off?
Sometimes.
And you don't want to get out of bed?
Yeah.
From time to time,
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's toxins. That's toxins that built up in your system. See, we live in a very toxic environment. You take all those toxins and they build up and they start making you feel tired. Right. Run down.
Depress a little bit.
They slow you down.
Sometimes
your back will hurt a little
bit. You're hungry all the time.
You'll be hungry. But at times you'll be in a bad mood for no good reason. Or you just feel you find yourself getting a little tired around 3, 4 in the afternoon sometimes. That's the toxin building up. You need to shove a hose up your ass.
Okay?
Gotcha. Yeah. What we do is we take all those toxins and we flush them out.
Right.
And then once you flush those toxins out.
What do you mean by we? Is that like Drew?
He runs the colonic center. I just want to remind people of Steve McQueen and him going down to get coffee enemas to
cure his already cancer. Well, he already had cancer.
Yeah, but my point is he was going to rid himself of the toxin.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how cool it is, like, you know, to be walked in on, you know, on our tour bus with a tube up my ass. So I don't know that's the right approach for me.
We're very discreet. What I
Canadians are square, man.
What I've done.
It's typical.
What I do with my tube is I've dressed it up to look like a tiger tail.
That's cool. That's
so
totally
it's
cool.
As if right. we're, and then what I do is I put you in a pair of tiger stripes under. Pants, so it looks like a little Tigger outfit.
Right.
And so the tube, which is actually disguised, just seems like it's a tail. Really.
So you just can't even tell, really.
You have no idea.
It's really
I know,
a discreet way of doing it.
I know.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, we know.
Right.
It's healthy and fashionable. You know what
right.
I mean? Like two.
That's right.
Double deal.
And I do. I have the tiger. I have the devil.
For Halloween.
I have the lemur. I got anything that has a tail. Yeah. True. That would be funny if they just took that hose and they did put a little devil tail on it.
You were going to invent novelty tampon strings, wasn't that you?
Oh, yeah.
That was one of your better ideas.
Novelty tampon strings. Okay. You know, like a rat tail hanging out of that.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Just that chain thing that lamp pools pull would be nice. What else are we talking about, Drew? What is that, a fuse, maybe? Like a dynamite fuse? It could actually paint that a little red like it was burning. Get an M80 up you. Drew, this would be huge business.
Yeah. That's quite the idea.
Don't go public with this, man. This is some serious cash we're talking.
I'll tell you what. It's just, it doesn't leave this room.
It does.
Okay.
We're going to run to Canada.
We're not live, are we? We can cut this out later,
test
right?
Test it in Norway.
I'm just saying, I don't want to be coming up to Manitoba 8 months from now and seeing these things hanging out every chick who's wearing a summer skirt. You understand?
You're assuming that you're going to be doing pretty well in Manitoba by the sounds of it.
I'm just saying, I don't want this spreading across the border. This is something
before you intend it to.
We'll keep it under wraps.
Right.
Man.
This stays in this room.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I don't even have to manufacture the tampon. I just make the actual
the
tail attachment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what? Rat tail's nice. The rip cord, the lamp cord. What are the other ones we were talking about?
Floss.
Floss?
Just a...
Yeah, I don't think it's going to read. You know what I mean? It's got to read.
Yeah, but it's practical, though.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely practical. You know, yeah,
getting back to some of the 70s humor, how about one of those raft, inflatable raft
poles? It's got to read.
You got to be able to know what that is, huh?
Yeah, maybe a luggage tag.
Luggage tag.
Maybe a concert lanyard, backstage.
Maybe one of those.
That's a grouping.
It's a concert, yeah.
One of those things that you pull out the back of a doll to actually get it going. It's like a little
there
string
you go.
With
there
it.
You
like
go.
Like a pole thing. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would work.
That's good.
Adam, you could be on the team.
I'm in. Creative team.
Not
on the owner team.
I'm cool.
No, you're an hourly guy.
What's it going to say?
For a taste.
All right. Deal.
All right. Well, let's work. There's like streamers and stuff.
Party streamers.
Party streamers.
Just toppers.
This is huge, Drew.
It's
huge. Huge. Yeah. John?
Yeah.
Maybe some Christmas themes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, but we'd hit all the holidays.
Yeah,
I mean, there's Jewish holidays, religious holidays.
Sure. Valentine's Day.
John?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, like, I'm having sex with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing it for, like, a month now, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But we, like, when I'm, like, I'll have one when she has, like, 15 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Orgasms you're talking about.
Yeah.
Or beers.
Wine coolers.
Again.
Yeah. All right.
I think I figured out how to make your vision kind of blurry and foggy just to go to Canada for a while. These guys clearly have that vision. John, listen. Wait, hang on a second. There's a couple things here. One is that's normal. Men are wired to have one, and then they have something called a refractory phase. Some women can continue over and over again without a refractory phase or a very short refractory phase. But John's been ruined.
No, if what he says is true.
No, he's confused. Yeah,
John?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, come on.
I don't like John.
Yeah. John, is this the truth?
Yeah, I'm
14, did you
16,
say, man?
16.
16.
How old is your girlfriend?
No.
She's 17.
Okay.
All right. Well, good.
How many does she have?
20.
Like 15 to 20?
Yeah, that's what I was asking. 15 to 20?
Also, women do have these sort of little mini multiple.
No. This is the multiple. He has found the 1% or so that's...
What kind of time span is that over? 20?
It could be over 10 minutes.
Years.
Really?
Yeah, easily.
Well, look. Here's what I'm saying. Okay, here's what I'm saying. You can... Please. You know, you can get hit with a shotgun, which is a bunch of little pellets, or you can just get hit with a big 44 slug. You know what I mean? I get the feeling it's a bunch of little pellets here.
I understand that's the way we want it to be.
That's the way I know it to be.
And that's the way it could be, but we can't ever really know because no one can. The people that are like that, like John's girlfriend, don't know what it's like to be the one-time person and vice versa. You know, it's hard to really put yourself in that person's shoes.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah, the shoes aren't even in the room. They're in
but John's ruined,
kitchen,
though.
Yeah.
John's got to keep in mind that the other women will not be like this.
It's sad and fickle irony will rear its head, and he's going to be with some woman
and
who's like,
confused.
It's like the Brinks truck in there. He's going to be sitting there trying to pick that safe for years and years and getting nothing. Be going down on her for like 3 days, zero.
Yeah,
she's reading a People magazine. All right, back to the phones. Oh, what night is it, Drew?
Must be Crank Yankers night.
Tuesday.
Hey, how about
that? 10:30, Comedy Central. Crank Yankers.
Good show.
Oh,
great show. Great
Did
show.
You watch My
Crank
Billionaire episode?
You guys like Crank Yankers?
Love it. Live for it.
Big fan.
Oh, really?
And they never heard of us.
Well, we're one of the creators of the show.
Yeah.
No way. Oh,
okay.
You make the puppets and everything?
Well, I actually carved the styrofoam. But, me and Jimmy and our other partner conceived the show.
That's a great show.
Yeah, we're executive
watch
producers.
It a lot. We get that in Canada.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Sure do. Oh, okay. All right.
Comedy Central.
I'm Mr. Burcham. I'm the woodshop teacher over there.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, good.
Ching.
That's right. Crank Yanker fans. You guys, see, I knew these guys were sharp. Remember I was saying, not out loud, but remember I was thinking, these guys
are
smart.
Bubble. Yeah.
You saw my thought bubble? All right. Let's play Germany or Florida. Michael?
Hey, what's up?
Here's how it's played, by the way. All bizarre stories either emanate from either Germany or Florida. They tell us the bizarre story. We say
Germany or
Florida. Came from. Germany or Florida. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, first, Dr. Drew, I read your book. I loved it.
Thank you, Michael.
And Adam, idea for the rat tail, you could have a phone cord coming out.
Ooh,
nice.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Good call, buddy.
Well done. And you have, now what dangles, you know, the twisty phone cord?
The phone.
Is it the phone dangling?
It's the receiver plug?
How about just the little thing that goes in the wall, that little snappy thing?
Yeah, the snap thing would be good. Yeah, but it should be the one that it's the part that plugs into the phone, as if the receiver's up there.
Right. We should be able to place a call with it then.
Yeah, you can try. Hey, Michael?
Yeah, I called last night and I blew my Germany or Florida question.
Yeah, that's right. You start off by saying a German man.
But luckily I had like five more.
All right, here we go.
Okay, a bakery chain is selling round, pointed pastries called boobies. The shop has posters of a pinup girl advertising them. In one day alone, it sold over 13,000 boobies.
Ooh.
But the city's women's representative said a number of women called her to vent their anger and outrage at the offer. The head of the local district authority has also called for boobies to be renamed. But the junior manager of the store chain says boobies are here to stay. He told the newspaper when we were coming up with the pastry and first baked it, one of our female employees suggested the name.
Mm-hmm.
They're not actually called boobies, but I wasn't allowed to say the name on air.
Okay.
Well, but
now maybe because it's a German name?
I was going to say, it's English. There are English words here, so it sort of tips.
No, it was the one word that I couldn't say.
Yeah. I know you're telling us that to us has meaning.
Well,
we know
on.
What that word is.
The
T word.
The T word.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to say that.
No.
Can't say that word?
No.
Really?
This country's a mess. I'm going with you guys when you leave.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't think you can say it up there either.
No.
I don't even know if you could say boobies up there.
I just want to go.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to go to Manitoba?
Yeah, I want to go to
Manitoba.
You want
to see how those little pull string things are doing up there?
I want to get the rat tail going in Manitoba. And I'd like to be in the band, too.
Cool.
I play the fish.
All right.
That hollowed out fish?
Yeah.
We don't have to mic me or anything.
No.
That's cool.
I want to be up there. Done.
Why don't you just be like the guy from the bus and just dance?
Yeah, I like to dance and play the fish. Okay? All right, so are we going Florida then?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Florida?
Yeah.
Germany or Florida? It's Germany or Florida?
That's what I would be doing in the band. I do a freestyle. Michael?
Yeah.
We're going with Florida.
Okay, I hate to tell you guys, but you guys lose round two. It's Germany.
Wow.
I have round three if you want.
Now, hang on a second. Did you lead us down that path?
What do you mean?
No.
Is that were you being honest about not being able to say the T word and all that stuff?
Yeah,
because that's smart.
The phone screener told me I couldn't say the T word.
All right. Well, I don't know.
Look, he's 16. He can barely string together a sentence. He reads at a fourth grade level.
We said
what do you
Florida.
Think? It's a diabolical child psychologist or something that's screwing
we
with
said
you,
Florida.
Drew? I know, because you got going on that and you forced me to go along with your evil ways. Hey, Michael?
Yeah, hey, I'm nervous.
Right, buddy. No. Listen, I'm a big fan.
Thanks. I'm a big fan of you. I've been listening for 6 years.
Thanks,
Just
buddy.
Do it!
Look, you call back tomorrow night with the tiebreaker, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, buddy boy. All right, good times. He's never going to get through. All right, let's take ourselves a little break.
Yeah, let's
do it. Should we do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, buddy.
I need a break.
Feeling a little
coffee.
Better now, though.
Oh, better.
Feeling better.
Oh, yeah, way better.
All right.
Michael helped me out. He said he liked my book.
3 Days Grace, everybody. In studio tonight. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Everybody. Love these guys.
Love line.
Love that.
That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. 3 Days Grace in here tonight. Adam and Neil both here representing.
Representing.
Represent, buddy.
Yeah. They're going to be doing Leno tomorrow night and then Kilborn on March 4th. And did Kimmel and they rocked so hard they were asked not to return. It was actually, it's, you know, the Kimmel's in an old building. And it's a
almost
historic
collapsed.
Building.
I read about it.
And a foundation. Well, anyone who knows about that Seattle bridge, that suspension bridge that came undone in the 50s, knows about sonic waves and their destructive, how destructive they can be to the foundation of a building or a structure. Yes, Drew?
Especially on a historical street like Hollywood Boulevard. It's a big deal.
Right. Yeah. All right. You guys are going to have to rock elsewhere.
Yeah.
What, is that place, dust, they shutting that place down or something?
No, it's just you rock so hard you crack the foundation.
Oh, okay. Anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dust, they're going to Leno.
Well, it's a steel and wood frame building over there. It's much more able to accept rock.
Yeah, it can handle
rock
the rock.
Acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Rock acceptable.
All right. Speaking of the Kimmel show over there, you know, the Academy Awards are across the street.
Oh my God!
All this stuff sounds exciting until you have to try to get to work.
Oh,
and it's just streets closed off.
I'll
every
bet.
Parking lot is got a satellite truck in it, and it's just no getting anywhere. Just the whole, it's one big cluster F, the entire block, and then it's just like a crazy security. And the thing about the security is. You work there, but now they decided it was important that there's security now, so you have trouble getting in your own building because they decided security was going to be beefed up. So it's like, the streets, and it's one big grid.
Doesn't it go on for like a week or something? It's just like craziness for...
I mean, it's been going on, started yesterday, and it's obviously the Academy Awards are on Sunday, and then they'll start tapering down like Monday, but it's just a pain in the ass. Kurt?
Yeah. Yeah.
17?
Yeah. I actually had a Germany or Florida, but I'll call back later because I figure, you know, I forgot to mention that.
All right.
So, yeah, I had a quick question on acne medications.
Okay.
What kind?
Acne.
Oh, acne. Okay.
Acne.
So you said acne twice.
What exactly, like...
Wait a minute. How are you pronouncing that?
Acne.
There we go.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
Go ahead.
What exactly are the like side effects, and could those be made worse by smoking?
Which medicine?
Frankly, I'm just starting to look into it, so I really don't like. What are the most? I mean, I wouldn't know what the.
Well, what do you mean are. You're looking into it?
Like,
have you seen a dermatologist yet?
No, but I have chronic acne, so I'm looking.
Okay,
into it.
Well, see the dermatologist, and they'll tell you what to do.
All right,
you shouldn't be looking
the
into
internet.
It. Yeah, that's gonna you.
Well,
here, there's
not?
A huge misunderstanding.
A
listen, it's fine to educate yourself so you understand the terminology. You can ask good questions. There's a gigantic difference between familiarizing yourself with the facts and the wisdom of years of experience treating and using these substances.
How old's Kurt?
Because the stuff people
he's
come to
17.
So he's a little bit concerned about getting in front of somebody. You know,
he needs to do it.
That's going to look at it and check it out.
There's no reason that acne people should have acne today.
Acne
is completely manageable today. And whether or not they use an antibiotic or an antibiotic lotion or Retin A or benzoyl peroxides or take you all the way to Accutane, they will take you through a series of steps of treatment to more and more powerful kinds of interventions, ultimately possibly using Accutane, which is a medicine that sort of has a controversial history. It works spectacularly. It's extreme. I was on it for a while.
Right.
Unbelievably effective.
The suppository?
The enema, the
oh,
it's in flushes
side Tate effects.
Navarro,
yeah,
flush it.
Great.
And it has nefarious side effects, including back pain and depression and fatigue and things like
sure.
that. For me, it caused like attentional problems.
It's got nothing to do with your diet or anything, right?
Nothing.
And why? What? Oh, hold on a second. You know, what year were we born in and did we grow up in? You know what I mean? I mean, I got 7 years of Pop Warner football under my belt where the coaches thought water was bad for you.
Yeah.
What were we, in the 1450s? What? You know, it's the late 70s, for Christ's sake. Well, you know, don't eat that pizza. People, you'll get a zit. What? People, how much didn't we know?
People make their careers by staking this flag in the ground and saying, "This is I'm making a declaration. From now on, pasta is the only thing you have to eat. From now on, no fat.
Yeah.
From now on, chocolate, high protein.
Chocolate causes zits.
If you want to really know what to do, just like sort of read something that somebody wrote in the 18th century.
But people,
just the sensible stuff.
People that get zits Not that's because they eat chocolate.
No, they get them because they're genetics
and
they're hormonal issues. But it's their body.
Absolutely,
there's a bacteria called Propionibacterium acnes.
Yeah, and all the scrubbing and all the diet and all the water.
Diet,
you gotta drink more water. You're not drinking enough water.
Well, they decided we don't need to do that while we diet either. Remember that you gotta drink 12 glasses of water if you're dieting.
Just want to backhand
everybody. I think Kurt mentioned smoking as well. He was wondering if that was
it depends what the treatment is. And really, it's not like birth control pills for women. It's a whole different.
Right. So the point is, there's something you can do about it.
There's absolutely no reason to have acne today.
I'll tell you what to do with those zits, though, fellas. You gotta drop a pin in them. You gotta lance them.
Yeah.
Here's the key, everybody.
Make sure you're smoking when you do this, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you cauterize the wound with the end of the butt. That's
exactly.
Close it up.
Yeah.
Because they'll fester on you.
Oh yeah.
You gotta close it up.
You gotta burn that down.
Yeah. I mean, you could spread a little sulfur on there. That'll work too. But if you got a butt on you,
exactly.
Close it. But listen, Drew. Yeah. I swear to Christ, this is what you do, everybody.
Tell me, please.
You drop. Okay, you find. Okay, there's one pore that's effed up in that zit. If you got just a regular zit, there's one papa pore, one king pore. You got it. You drop it into that pore, and it'll feel like you're pricking the outside of a grape with it, and then it'll drop in. When it drops in, and you don't feel it, and it's just dropping in, that's pay dirt. Okay, then you drop it in that pore. Then don't pound on it. Don't knuckle it. Pull it apart a little bit. Just drain it out. Get it emptied out of there. Then you just put a little dab of that Oxy 10 on it, and you're cool. That's what you do with a zit.
Or the
Oxy
1000 that you put on one time.
Well, I figured out when I was doing a little body work on my car in high school. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't have a car in high school. Thanks, Dad. When I was doing a little body work after high school, that the drying agent in the Bondo body filler was 90% benzoyl peroxide. So I dabbed a little of the Bondo body filler.
You primed your face.
I primed my face, and it was that rust-colored prime. Yeah, 90% as opposed to 10%. What the hell? Do the math.
So what happened?
Look at me. I look great, right?
Yeah,
what do you mean, what happened? I'm on TV. I got a radio show. Look at me. I'm literally a millionaire. Yeah.
Stay in school. Stay in that auto shop class, kids.
3 days grace. What happened? How dare he? 3 days grace in the studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. I heard you. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dave Navarro in here tomorrow night. You know him from Jane's Addiction and Red Hot Chili Peppers and from the Enema Clinic.
And his reality show.
Oh, his reality show, yeah. Till Death Do Us Part, I think.
Yeah.
Carmen?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we've had the two of them on separately.
Many times.
Maybe together.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember. But couldn't be happier for the two of them.
Yeah.
Both people have been through a lot, but really good people.
No, a lot of people don't. I get that relationship completely.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's doesn't seem manufactured.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
No? So you're saying it is?
It's good.
It's good.
No, it's not manufactured.
Oh, you're putting a curse on it then?
No.
All right, we'll talk
to you.
That'll
make sure it survives.
That's right. I put a curse on No Doubt. I put a curse on No Doubt.
7 years
40
ago.
Million records ago, and possibly 50 Grammys ago, maybe $700 billion ago. The curse was put on before any of this.
Hmm.
Yeah. You guys should pray I put a curse on you.
Yeah, man. We're hoping. Mm-hmm. We're hoping.
They came here with that in mind.
That was quite the curse,
That's
man.
Why we're here.
Yeah. We could get a lot of bands in here just for their management or something. Let's show up to Corolla. But here's the thing. You can't ask me to put the curse on you.
You have to piss them off.
You just have to do it.
I have to put the curse on you, because if it's just a sort of manufactured curse, it's not going to work.
No.
You understand? Because there's forces. There's forces at work.
I got you.
All right.
It's the difference between a chugging a beer and doing one of those huge belches, and then doing that kind of belch where you go, it sounds all tinny.
Yeah, when you're trying too hard.
Yeah, you're trying
to be cool.
It's not organic.
No.
Okay. Let's move forward with the show. What do you say there, Drew?
What a good idea.
3 Days Grace in studio tonight. We're going to hear something else off 3 Days Grace, the CD and the band. We'll hear everything. And just a couple of calls. Let's start with Jennifer, who's 17. Jennifer?
Hello?
What's happening?
Well, I can't orgasm when I'm having sex with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
During intercourse?
Yes.
That is normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
There very few women can ever do that.
None.
Well,
ever.
Like 40%.
None. Yeah. How many percent?
40%.
Oh, no. That would suggest there's millions of women who can.
Yeah.
No. No.
40% can't?
Can. 60% cannot.
Really?
During intercourse.
Yeah. Try 600%, jackass.
Yeah, men think a vagina is some sort of inside-out penis. It is not.
Huh?
It functions totally differently.
Mm. And by the way, I don't think of a vagina as an inside-out penis. Otherwise, I would have difficulty penetrating it with my right-side-in penis. You understand?
Yeah. Yes, I get it.
All right.
I need to not think about that.
Yeah, I need to not think about that, too. I think of it as a scrotum sack that's been tucked in.
Yeah, so that works for me, too.
It's turned inside out.
Yeah,
that's a little bit easier to handle.
Yeah, like hitting a Crown Royal.
But you guys expect it to respond like a penis in some way.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You know,
Jennifer, most women,
for too much.
A significant majority, up to about the age of 22, don't have orgasm at all. And the rest of one's life, only a certain percentage are able to do it during intercourse.
Okay? Is that normal?
I don't know how to answer questions like that when I just went through a whole litany.
He just gave you the whole thing.
You're cool.
Baby. You're cool. Hey, it's good times. Hey, look, you're not
keep
only,
on trucking.
You're not the only one on the planet. You know what I mean? Okay.
All pretty much everybody, except for the ones that are ruining it. They're using them all up.
Right. There's other chicks that are they're Bogarting the orgasms. And so you get the ones that have 20 in 10 minutes, like this one that called earlier night, and then you got ones you couldn't shake one out of them if you backed your truck into her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. Kind of.
Yeah.
You know what you mean.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, it's like they won't come loose. It's like one of those vending machines that you just do. You can't get your Snickers. Just banging it. Just throw your shoulder into it.
Just keep giving it money. And
keep feeding the quarters into it. Throwing the shoulder, the knee, the hip in. You know, throw the hip check into it. It's still nothing. Just starts rocking back and forth. Yeah.
I love vending machines.
Layla?
Yes?
Yeah, I know.
Hi.
I love when people go at them. I love when you just see a guy assaulting a vending machine, alone.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening, Layla?
When I'm done with my question, can my friend Raquel ask an important question, too?
All right, but hurry.
Okay.
No!
I have a question about birth control.
Yeah.
Like, the patch.
Uh-huh.
Is it the same, does it have the same effects as, normal birth control?
Yes, yeah, same.
But you have to put it over your hole.
No, you actually put it on your arm once a week.
Oh, well, if it's on your hole, if it's on the arm, then it goes way down.
What good's it going to do?
Well, significantly less effective when it's on the arm.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Same. All right. It's the same.
Oh, same.
Okay, so it can go in, three different places, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Here's your friend Raquel.
All right.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Dr. Drew. Hey, 3 Days Grace. I love you guys.
Cool.
What's going on, Raquel?
Not much. Okay. My boyfriend, used to do drugs a lot, or so he tells me.
Mm.
And, he goes into, these, spaz moods where, he said he popped his back and it released LSD into his system. And he gets really mean and, drives really crazy. And, it really, pisses me off.
You got it. He's a keeper.
Yeah. Something very, very
special.
Very wrong with him.
He's telling me the truth. Dr. Drew, popping your back wouldn't release LSD into your system.
No, that has absolutely nothing to do with it. No. But you can have...
If you fart, you could release some into the society. Yeah. You're staying behind a junkie? Yeah.
You can have flashbacks, and flashbacks, some people believe, is LSD being released from the fat stores.
Yeah.
People don't really know what a flashback is for sure, but the bottom line is you're dealing with somebody who is very disturbed.
But let me say this about a flashback. Anything your mind has experienced multiple times, doesn't it re-experience that?
Can it learn to do that?
What I'm saying is you have pictures of experiences you've had, not drug experiences.
Memory, screen memory.
His fair share of freebasing back when it was fashionable. He was a passionate man. He was passionate about the crack pipe as well. But the point is if you had, here's the thing. I've been high on mushrooms a couple of times, you know?
Yeah.
I know what it's like to be high on mushrooms. If I thought about it, I could sort of be high on mushrooms.
Yes, but these people actually go into psychotic states.
Oh, really?
They just go, they're out, they'll start driving off cliffs and stuff.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Maybe he's just dropping acid.
Yeah, no, first of all, it's not okay just because you're irritable to act out on a friends or girlfriends. So that suggests he's got some character problems. Secondly, he's a severe abuser and probably an addict. He's not treated. He may not be using right now, but he certainly undoubtedly is. Mm-hmm. So you got a real serious problem in your hands.
All right. Feel free to break up with him.
All right. Have a good times.
April?
Yeah.
You're 18?
I sure am.
Just had a baby?
Yes, I did.
All right.
I've always, obviously had a sex drive, I know that I've never had an orgasm because I'm pretty sure I would know what it felt like.
Yes.
And, but now after I've had my baby, my sex drive has just, doubled, but I still believe that I haven't had an orgasm. And I was wondering why would my sex drive go, increase more even though I'm not having an orgasm?
Well, the sex drive is a separate issue from orgasmic function. Hmm. And the sex drive is up because you probably have higher levels of circulating progesterone and androgens, male hormones, at this point in time. It's very unpredictable how people respond to pregnancy. It's massive hormonal changes, massive the changes your body's under. So most women experience increased sex drive during the pregnancy, sort of peaking in the last trimester, and then a drop off. After the baby's born.
Having a baby and never having an orgasm is like, getting crabs and not getting laid.
Or getting syphilis or something a little more serious.
Yeah. Come on. Herpes. Don't undermine me,
herpes,
please.
Herpes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But okay. All right. You might be right. But don't get any momentum from it or anything. Because I don't want you talking. All right. April?
Yeah.
Where's the guy? You got a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
How's he doing?
I tell him that I do because I don't want him to feel like it's him.
April, look, you've got to stop that because you're never going to have one then.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get him to start doing whatever it is you need to get you going in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him straight up. For sure.
Absolutely. Guys, aim to please. Listen, you're the one being deprived of this, and you're going to start resenting him.
Oh, yes.
Soon enough.
Yeah, probably already started.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to get married, or what's going on?
We're just kind of seeing how things go first.
Right. Take it slow. Yeah, crank out another kid or two.
Yeah, well, it's not
and
his
see
kid.
Where the relationship goes.
It's not his child. Good times, sir.
I'm so naive. If she was 21, I would have assumed for sure it wasn't his kid. But at 18, it's like, where do you go?
Where you been? It's really more.
He's got, this is his fifth kid, I found out. So, apparently the fifth one just don't mean as much as the rest of them. So.
Oh, I'm sure he treats the first four like royalty, by the way.
Yeah, really.
As soon as it hits
sounds
five,
like
you got to draw
like
the line.
Yeah,
hold my beer so I can backhand you.
How old's he?
Spill it this time, you're getting another one.
But I chose him not to be in a child's life.
That's very big.
So you're smoking a lot of pot now, April?
Huh?
You smoke a lot of pot?
Yeah, I did.
A little bit.
Did you smoke pot the whole time you were pregnant? You could hear that in her voice, her laugh.
No,
she's a
no, actually, I didn't during a pregnancy because
thank
I didn't.
God.
No. But she didn't find out she was pregnant until the eighth month.
Well, she's laughing. She's like, when you're smoking a lot of pot, you can't even muster a laugh.
No, I've always laughed like that. I smoke.
April, how did I know you smoked a ton of weed? I could tell it immediately.
Just the way I talk.
And laugh, yeah.
All right. All right, April. No so homeschooling. No so, homeschooling. For
so there's place. Nothing that I mean, can do to...
Yes.
I mean, anybody.
Yes.
That,
April, you can tell your...
Everybody I've ever been with, I've never had an orgasm.
Yeah, you never give them a chance. You don't bring them along. You got to tell them what it is you need.
Well,
you
no, know. Because I have done that before, but it seemed pointless because it wasn't, you know, it just
well, it's not...
So you know what it is that you need?
You need oral sex, right?
I don't really like that too much.
Oh really?
Well, that's where it's gonna
happen.
Got
a sister?
Yeah.
We get together.
What?
That's where this is gonna happen.
That's where it is. Sorry. Hey, listen. What are you using for birth controls?
Condoms.
All right. How about you get a little more realistic about that? You're gonna get pregnant again, all right?
Well, yeah, you know, I understand that, but I don't. I just don't like putting all those extra chemicals in my body when I.
Right. April, you don't mind blowing a little spleef 5-6 times a day.
And
no problem with that.
The risk of
shut
the
up,
risk
all
of
you idiots
the risk
out
of
there. Stop calling this show and insulting me with your lack of intelligence.
And the risk of pregnancy is vastly more serious than the risk of these pills.
Meanwhile, she's buying a quarter from some Jamaican dude at the park. That's it's probably filled with like paraquat and baby laxative, and it's probably been nice. It's bathed in bat guana.
Mm-hmm.
Please, just buy some weed. Some guy with dreads who rides a zipper scooter to meet you out in the park just sells you. And you just smoke that out of a Pepsi can, and oh, you're real particular about what goes. You're a temple.
Some of that bat guana is pretty heavy, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what they use, Drew. You know that.
What?
Bat crap.
In what?
So they have fertilizer for the weed.
Fantastic. So you get something called histoplasmosis.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Good.
That sounds good. That sounds cool.
If that's what is that, Drew?
It's a sort of a fungus like thing. It's nice.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Smoking badass?
Mm-hmm.
That's badass weed, man.
Yeah. You fart, the bat signal comes out. Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's great when you're high. Okay, listen. These guys, by the way, this guy with his fifth kid. Mm. When are we going to round these a holes up and just put a bullet in their head for the sake of society?
Yeah,
I preach about it almost nightly, but it's really
you should invite them in, Adam, and have them on the show,
and then kill them.
I should
and then just kind of
I should
take
invite
care of
them in
here.
Like the Germans invited the Jews in the shower. Come on, get clean. That's right. There you go. Relax.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do with these guys.
I think so.
Yeah, it's like there's really 1% of the country just effing it for everybody else. Just whether it's the guy who chucks the beer bottle at the ball game, so now I got to drink out of a plastic cup because now I can't be trusted because this a-hole got drunk and threw the bottle. Whether whatever security stuff you have to go through, whatever stuff, whatever laws on the road there are, all this, all the taxes, all that, it's one guy. It's one guy who can't keep his dork in his pants. It's one guy who doesn't know how to act when he's in public. It's this one guy. And now for that, we can all just suffer. We can all be treated like eight-year-olds. That's it. Is there repercussions that we could bring against these guys?
Is there a way to take care of the small percentage of them?
Yes.
Growing percentage of screwed-up kids they're having.
Can we stop protecting these guys? Can we just start snuffing them out and moving forward? And here's the thing. You know, everyone's like, well, yeah, but what happens when that guy's you? That's not going to be me. I'm not going to break into someone's car and steal their crap. I'm not going to knock up a bunch of 18-year-olds in the Midwest. I'm not going to do any of that. And neither is anyone who's listening. Well, not to this show, but normal people aren't going to F up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let's just start putting a boot down on these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, society. I'm moving to Canada.
Good Come call. On up, man.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm moving to Canada, and then I'm going to get the Canadians together, and we're going to Mexico. And then we're going to kick the Mexicans over to Canada. All right?
Okay.
All right,
I'm with you.
We'll take Mexico, and we'll get that country ship shape. and just imagine. Because let me tell you about Mexico. That Mexico, that's like it's like some you know it's like when the rich parents kick off and the slacker kids move back in the house. They just sit around smoking and they're screwing. They put a sofa out.
Wait a minute,
on the
that's
porch.
The house that you bought.
Yeah. That's my point. Yeah. I'm moving in and renovating.
Yeah.
All right.
Mexicans, you move out of Mexico for a couple of years. Let me and the Canadians fix up the country. And we'll let you come back. Hey. If things work out, maybe we'll keep you there.
Yeah, sure.
Look, cold weather over there. You can learn about curling
put some
and
hair on your chest
and moose and stuff like
and
that.
And the Guess Who.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We could listen to the Guess Who nonstop.
You learn about the Guess Who.
Speaking of bands,
we'll clean things up. Put some concrete down on the streets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Get the sanitation system back on. Clean up the government. Well, we don't have to clean the government. They're going with you.
Let's just start with some pavement.
That's right. Well, first we pave.
Then
that's right.
Then we drink.
Yeah, if you guys play your cards right, you come back, you vacation a couple weeks out of the year, but it's right back to Canada. That would be a plan. Mexico with Canadian utopia, right?
Yeah.
All right, food's going to suck, though.
Yeah.
We have to do something about that. You guys are going to screw that food all up.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. I don't know.
Okay, we're going to leave a handful behind.
Well, no. We'll leave a few Mexicans there to
food
cook.
Guys
man.
To cook.
Man, we need to bring the French Canadians down to run the food.
Okay, don't get silly now. You don't have to get out of hand here. Come on.
I don't know, but I like the Mexican food. I don't want to eat the French Canadian cuisine in Mexico. We're going to leave
for
some
sure.
Guys,
we leave
some guys
leave some down there. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're saying you like mayonnaise on your freedom fries? And is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Drew. We are going to hear ourselves a little song from 3 Days Grace. What song is that we're going to hear? Ah, I know. Wait a minute. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I knew it was given to me. You queued up there. It's also the name of the CD, by the way, 3 Days Grace. This one is called Just Like You.
Just
3 days grace, everybody. Off the 3 days grace. CD's out, about to go gold. Probably gone gold by now. We're going to take ourselves a little
break.
Little break. Be back with Adam and Neil and Drew and me and you all after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. 3 days grace in studio tonight. Adam and Neil both here representing the band. That's
howdy.
Also name of the debut CD, which is out, going gold. All right. Poor band. They don't get MTV up at Canada. Why don't you get MTV in Canada?
You know, there's always been in Canada. It's been like Much Music, so it's just a Canadian thing. They, you know,
is it a matter of sort of they're protective over things that are created in Canada or created elsewhere coming into Canada?
I think it's definitely they try to keep it sort of Canadian if they can.
Trying to keep a scene up there.
Yeah. No, cannot that. Try me. This beverage.
What
it's
the hell is
goat face. No, cannot tan.
About different cultures.
Oh, different cultures. No MTV. All right.
No.
Well, that's what happens. You guys are eating that Middle Eastern food out here? Get the kebabs or the shawarma or the falafel.
Like the falafel and the falafel guy.
Yeah. I like them too.
Yeah.
Great food. Horrible people. Great fun. Hey, picture going into a falafel place and having a guy go, "Hi, how you doing? Please come again. My pleasure serving you." Yeah. But ever close your eyes and picture that.
I'm hearing something different. I'm hearing...
No, not all right.
I'm just hungry for falafel now.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Falafel's nice.
Hot sauce.
We order in some falafels and shawarmas here.
You do falafel with the hot sauce?
Oh, yeah. I'm all over the hot sauce.
Oh, see, I like that tahini sauce or that sort of creamy stuff. I never do it with the hot
tzatziki?
Sauce.
Tzatziki.
Tzatziki.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can do both, man. You can mix
I'll
that
mix
stuff
them in.
Up.
Oh, yeah. Make a suicide.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
You don't do it?
No.
You don't? Why not?
I'm just not familiar with it. I'm not saying that I wouldn't.
You don't do the falafel?
Remember we went out with System of a Down, had all that food?
Yeah.
Did we have falafel there? No.
Yeah.
We did?
I don't know. I got drunk.
Yeah.
Who's System of a Down? Yeah, we went out with System of a Down and had some, where did we go?
Glendale.
Yeah.
It was Armenian food.
We had Armenian food. It's all the same crap. It's just a bunch of goats that fried over the open flame and everyone gets drunk.
It kind of hurts in the morning, too.
Yeah, a lot of grape leaves and stuff like that. Yeah, a lot of shawarma and...
just the name, shawarma.
Baba ganoush and stuff. I just like to order baba. I try to order that at an Italian place, you know. It's just fun ordering stuff called baba ganoush. Brie?
Yeah.
And by the way, the gyro versus the hero versus the gyro controversy, it's never been settled to my satisfaction.
I'm going to go with gyro.
No.
Yeah, but you sound like an ugly American when you do that gyro.
Give me one of those gyros.
And then people swear it's a gyro.
I'm pretty sure it's a gyro.
Gyro?
Yeah. No. Sort of like a hero.
But true, with not pronouncing the H, that's not even there.
I'm not jumping into this controversy.
Not been there?
No.
All right. True, it's solid food. It's a bunch of meat,
That's good.
All right. You don't know. Brie?
Too much lamb.
You pansy!
Yeah, it's a little lamb heavy. Brie?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's going on?
Nothing much right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But yeah, I just wanted to know, what do you guys like, small or big boobs? Because I have big boobs, and I've had people turn me down because my boobs are too big.
Right. Bouncy.
A lot of them gay guys don't like the big boobs. guys never turned you down because your boobs were too big. The guys have turned you down because your ass is too big.
Oh, thanks.
Well,
that makes me feel really good.
Well, no, I'm just trying to sort of tune you in.
Yeah. Definitely varies. It varies. You know, I mean, it's
this is the thing that we've talked so far tonight about all these different arousal and sexual responses that women have, and how confusing that is for men. Well, the confusing thing to women is men are completely visually preoccupied, and no two men have the same exact visual preoccupations.
Uh-huh.
In terms of what attracts them, there are certain things you kind of can't go wrong with.
Yeah,
that there's sort of a consensus about. But even then, there's some diversity among what guy's going to go after.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think you can take your sort of Charlize Theron's of the world, and we can all say, all right, count me in on that one. But on the other hand, there are guys who, you know, tastes vary.
Right.
But there's the Jennifer Garners and the Charlize Theron's. All right. But everyone agree, okay, I'd F them.
Yeah, but right. But if they were in a room and they were trying to date somebody in a good way, their sweet spot is real narrow.
Well, look, no. Here's the thing. Guys can all agree on, let's say, a nice car and would definitely like to have that car, even if they were an American guy. They would drive a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Just because. But we can all agree on what's ugly, too.
Yeah.
Believe you me.
If they've been driving a Ferrari for a few years as well, they're going to want to try a different car, and I think that's got a little bit to do with it as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but women mistakenly think that guys all like huge cans, and they don't.
Right.
God knows what's wrong with the guys that don't.
I think it has a lot to do with the presentation, too, like, you know, where they're sitting.
Right.
I think that's key.
And how they're sitting.
So here's the deal. Even though this is a misnomer that all guys like big boobs, the idea that you've been turned down because they're big, there's got to be more to that story.
Well, like, people always say, like, different things. Like, oh, yeah, your boobs are nice. Or they'd be like, whoa, man, your boobs are, like, way too big. You know, I prefer the littler ones. But I'm like, what?
Well, what size is... Well, give us your dimensions.
Well, I'm almost a double D.
How tall are you?
Right now I'm, like, 5'9", 5'10".
How tall were you yesterday? Yeah. Yeah, and how tall are you going to be tomorrow? You're 5'9", all right. How much do you weigh?
I don't know, like, probably like 160-something, 170.
You're fat.
All right, hold on. Let me do a little quick radio math. 160-something, 170.
Doesn't know.
Doesn't know. All right, so let's see. 5'9", 160-something, 170. Carry the 2.
Okay. Divided by
two times 7 is what, Drew? 14. And 1 and 3 is what?
4.
4. Okay. And 2 and 2 is?
4.
Okay. And 5 minus 1 is?
4.
And 4 and a half plus a half. Wait, minus a half is what?
4.
Okay. All right. I got 5, 7, and 27, 64, and 191.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the magic number.
Yeah. And by the way, remember when I said that earlier yesterday that big boobs translates into your boobs are too big translates into your ass is too big? That's what's going
on here.
Yeah. Brie.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. You could probably lose a couple of pounds. And look, I'm not just trying to give you a condition. Here's what I'm saying. Women call up, they got questions about guys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Here's the number one thing a guy don't want to see, fat chick. Okay?
True. Trust me, I was there. Like, all through, like, high school and junior high, I was really big, and then I lost a whole bunch of weight. And
right.
So, yeah, you I got totally down to that, talking that, about.
Yeah, she got down to the Pixie 185. That's hood ornament size. That's nothing. That's Plastic Army Man probably weighs that much. No. Yeah, you're big. How big were you?
I was pretty big, like 205, I think.
205.
Yeah,
right.
I was a big girl.
Okay. Well, shed the 9 cool. pounds. She got down. And here's the thing, though. Okay, let me let you in on something else. Again, I'm not trying to be cruel here, Bree. I'm just trying to I'm trying to shed some light on your situation because you're 18. Pal, you can change in just a couple of few.
That's right.
Here's the thing. You were big and you lost some weight and you went from big to sort of big. Do you see what I'm saying? You didn't go from big to hot. You went from big to not as big.
Well, like, my stomach is flat, and, you know, but, like, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Everyone's body's a little different.
They're all different.
5'9"'s pretty tall, too. She's a tall girl.
That's ranging. All right. So here's the thing. You exercise, you eat right, you do your swimming. You will find a guy who loves your beautiful boobs, and he will worship at your altar. All right, and if the guys who don't, F them. Not literally, but you know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't hang with them.
No, not those guys. Not my kind of guy. Like, there's some guys who say, like, you know, the guys are racist, or he's a misogynist, or he's a pedophile. I could hang with those guys.
Yeah, you could be around.
They're no problem.
Yeah.
I think I do.
Yeah.
But it's the guys who don't like the big boobs. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah. Can't relate.
Yeah, I can't relate. Sure. We got nothing to talk about.
you get anger might hurt him.
I'm angry.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I might just have a beer and a half and just take a swing at one of them. Blind rage. All right, everybody. There you go. And guys want hot, but guys don't want big boobs. They don't care about them for the most part. They don't. They want a hot chick. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Guys, I'll tell you. Here's what's ahead of boobs, ladies. Nice legs, nice face, nice ass, nice eyes.
People like symmetry, things
yes.
like that. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. And don't get me going on why there's something wrong with me for liking big boobs, but you, the ass man, oh, that's noble. That's a noble pursuit. That's somehow because if you like a beautiful woman who's sort of modestly chested, all of a sudden, oh, you're just a nobleman, and then I'm Larry Flint because I like a nice big saucer size areola. How dare you, Amanda?
Yes.
You're 26.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I never get tired of on this show either. How chicks coming in at 180 look at themselves as.
All the time.
That can't
and
be
what,
it.
What I was surprised about Bree, though, is we get those kinds of calls from Wisconsin and, you know, right down the middle of the country all the time.
Right.
Bree's from San Diego.
Right. And she described herself as 160 to 170, but I'm doing the math and getting her at least up about 175
and range. She is named after a cheese.
You got to look at it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really got to think of that. Yeah. Best to be named after a vegetable,
yeah.
like a broccoflower.
Asparagus.
Yeah, which is a beautiful name.
Broccoflower. Drew, what if your son started dating a chick named Broccoflower?
That'd be... what am I going to say?
All right.
Amanda.
Broccoflower sounds good.
That's a nice name, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Here we go.
So I've tried a couple different kinds of birth control in the past. And of pills, and I haven't really liked any of them. They've all had really strange effects on me.
Like what?
Well, some of them made me really grouchy, you know, like mm-hmm. when things were going just fine, but I was in a bad mood all the time.
Uh-huh.
Some of them, like the ones with the lower doses of estrogen, made me just bleed for weeks and
okay.
weeks. I would just stop taking them because it was very inconvenient after a while. So I went to my gynecologist to ask her about other options, and she recommended, she said that there might be a kind of birth control that would work, but she actually recommended an IUD.
Uh-huh.
And so I went and did this research on it, and I found that all the research I found says that IUDs are much better for women who have had children already, and I don't have any children.
Well, that must be older literature, because certainly that has been historically the orientation to the IUD, that because of the risk... The historical risk in the older products of causing tubal infections and affecting fertility, physicians were a little bit reluctant to give it to women that hadn't first had a baby. But now, these newer instruments and the current data suggest that it probably is the best way to go. Mm-hmm. And so the IUD has had a tremendous resurgence in the last couple of years. Now, I personally am a little ambivalent about it. I don't use one. It's, you know, I'm a sensitive uterus, but
sure.
The fact is,
spastic uterus, and I have a sympathetic uterus.
To my
when something happens, the Drew's uterus knows. Yeah.
But the fact is, I saw some awful things happen in the 70s and 80s from the IUDs and things. So I'm sort of. It's hard
to catch yourself pretty good on.
It's hard to get back to recommending that when you've had some disasters. But the scientific literature, the clinical literature, looks very encouraging.
Hmm.
Really? So it would be okay to get one? And I heard there's also a risk of, like, it puncturing your uterus.
Yeah, it's not without its risk. Any medical intervention has risks. It's not zero, but it's very safe and it looks very good right now.
Nice.
It's, again, all these things are vastly less risky than pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnancy is a potentially life-threatening disease state.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be careful with
disease state?
Yeah. It's an abnormal state.
Is that?
It's the ultimate sexually transmitted disease.
Wow.
Pregnancy.
True.
That's deep.
That's heavy, man.
Yeah, that's some heavy stuff going on there, man.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, the ultimate sexually transmitted disease.
that's what I'm going to say to the next person I meet instead of congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, true.
But a disease state.
You're going to the greeting card business, buddy.
poetic.
And a lot of money.
I just see the cards alongside of our rat tails and lampshade.
The tampon. Oh, yeah, tampon. Right. My tampon pulse. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be great. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. 3 Days Grace in Studio 9. We'll be right back after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. 3 Days Grace in studio tonight. There's Dave Navarro coming in tomorrow night. And then Simple Plan. When the hell were they in here last?
I know, but they figure prominently in the Olsen Twin film I'm in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They play...
Dating the girls?
Nah.
Music's in there?
Mary-Kate's... Yeah, there's a music, it's a rock scene, and Mary Kate's into this band, and the whole thing is about them being in her wanting to be in a video that they're filming and ditching school and blah blah blah.
Ooh,
antics ensue.
Yeah. Now, are they Simple Plan in there?
Yeah.
They are then.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. Kiss of death for a band, though. You know, when they show up in the.
Well, tell them they'll appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure and remind me. Don't you guys ever do a movie?
Okay. Yeah, we just got done doing one, actually. So I was going to mention that, and then I thought I wouldn't. But
well, maybe I'll offset it. Maybe I can offset it by putting a curse on the band.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll straighten that out. Did you really do a movie?
Yeah, well,
Good for you.
Sort of.
What? Sort of. What'd you do?
We basically were a band playing in a club. And so, we were, you know, and that's
pretty far-fetched.
That's different. Were so. you?
Yeah, we were us, okay, yeah. So it wasn't too far-fetched from me.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. All right, we're ready to go here, Drew?
Yeah.
Let's talk to... hold on. What movie? When's it coming out?
We don't even... It doesn't have a name yet. I don't even think we're... I think it's under wraps.
Filmed in Toronto?
No. Filmed down here.
All the Canadian productions are done out here in Los Angeles.
Every film from American film is done in Toronto. These guys have to come down here to play the film.
Yeah. Vancouver's a hot spot now, too. A lot of films.
But Toronto was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Just being filmed there.
Yeah. Chelsea?
Yeah, lots of stuff.
Hey.
What's happening?
I want to know about corseting and tight lacing and what kind of effects does it have on the body and its internal organs.
Drew, what about it?
Well, tell me more about what you're doing to yourself.
Well, it's just like, I just tight lace, so.
Tight lacing is taking the corset, putting it on, and just sucking it up tight, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, women have been
Isn't
doing
it
that
difficult
for,
to breathe?
Yes, women have been doing that for generations.
It's shallower, but it's not difficult.
Well, you can get something.
Hold on a second, sweet cheeks. I'm calling shallow breathing difficulty with breathing.
Right.
That's me.
That's right.
Mm. All right.
Breathe shallowly because it's difficult.
Well, I guess.
All right. So you pull it in tight. And what's that give you that real hourglass shape?
Yeah.
Okay. And is this a fetish?
Ask. It's a hobby.
It's a hobby. All right.
Something you do for yourself?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Would you go out wearing this stuff?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You big gal?
No.
All right. So you don't have that much to suck up?
No.
Okay. And
she sounds disappointed. Sorry. She's ashamed.
Would you like to be bigger gal?
No. I wish my boobs were bigger, but whatever.
It'd be nice, because, when you corset, you want a little cleavage up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then what about the rest of you? How else do you dress?
I just wear, jeans and a t-shirt. Or a skirt.
Well, would we know you were corseted?
Not really.
All right. Well,
it's just something you like.
Yeah.
Well, no, it just gives you. But hold on a second. It's sort of like me wearing a long sleeve shirt and just putting a bunch of duct tape around my bicep until it looked like it was filling out my shirt. You know
what happened the day when men wore corsets?
Did they?
I don't know. All the cartoons they always did, and they'd fly open at some time.
Well, the only guys who wore them were fat opera singers.
Right.
You know, they had to suck their guts in.
Those guys had a tuxedo. Well,
they had the starched bib that would snap and roll up like a shade when they hit that high note.
Oh yeah,
but they would also like the aging male actor would suck himself up into a girdle.
Right.
Yeah. You know what happened is at a certain point, guys' heads just start getting bigger. So it didn't matter what you did with your gut; you had four chins. So. You'd look like a freak with. You'd actually want your gut bigger to offset the size of your giant cabeza.
The job of the hut appearance of your head. Yeah.
Right.
Well, listen, Chelsea, I don't quite know what you're after here.
She's not. She's just mad at her dad. Where's your dad?
He's at home.
And where are you?
At home.
All right, so he's just, where you are.
Yeah, it's just he's really detached.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't. He's not showing you any attention.
Yeah. So,
how come? Why is he that way?
Because he's been an alcoholic for a long time. So.
Okay.
All right.
So I've replaced him, though.
What?
I've kind of replaced him, though.
With what?
Of course. With
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's right. Who wouldn't replace their dad with Marilyn?
Yeah.
I think, how about replacing Marilyn with L-alatine?
Yeah.
That would be a good plan.
With what?
Alatine. 12-step.
Oh.
That would be a great plan. Just look up some Alatine and get a bunch of other kids around you who dealt with what you're dealing with the alcoholic parents and kind of work through some of these horrible feelings you're having. All
right. But don't replace Marilyn Manson because he rocks.
Yeah, I mean, you can't replace him.
Supplement him with an Alatine. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. See, listen, Chelsea.
Yeah.
I know you're mad at your dad, therefore mad at men, therefore sort of mad at the world. And your life's going to suck. You're going to just be working at a video store 8 years from now and have a couple of kids that hate you.
Yeah, ironically.
Thanks. All right, so let's get it together. Go to that Alatine, get a little therapy. Hey, let's get a hand in. Let's go now. Nice. Break it down. Gravity, don't sit on the helmet. A helmet is not a chair. It's not a chair. Unless there's a chair that goes on your head and protects it, too, in which case, you know, we can talk. All right, Chelsea, let's go now.
Get on your knees, scumbag.
Let's get it together. Yeah. See, that's right. Kids don't need to be talked down to. They need to have it broken down.
Break it down. I didn't answer her question, though. Not being able to take a deep breath is not good for your lungs. You can get what's called atelectasis, where the periphery of the lung will sort of collapse. You can get pneumonia in there. And so it's not.
I was just wondering what she's actually corseting, what she's tying up.
Her waist.
But she said that she's not big whatsoever. So, yeah. I mean, what is she?
Well, the corset,
makes him just look.
It kind of slides under, so it's mostly this. I remember once when I was playing football, I cinched my shoulder pads down really tight, the ones that go down below to protect your ribs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it. I just thought I wanted to really buckle it down and be ready. And I was like warming up and stuff. And I was getting that shorter breath. I thought I was having like a panic attack or palpitations or something. It's just I couldn't.
You should have just got up off the bench.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh. What am I, 175-yard field that you idiots play on? How dare you? 100 yards? Not enough.
True enough.
No. It's the field's 3/4 mile long. Not enough, says the Canadians. You shouldn't be able to see them when they're on the other end of the field. How wide should the field? 70 yards wide. No rules.
Three downs.
Actually, I thought our field was actually shorter.
No, it's bigger.
It's bigger than three downs?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You got to just rifle that ball.
I guess. See.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right.
Ironically, 2 yards to a first down, but three downs to get there.
Oh, yeah. Drew played seven-man football.
Yeah.
What? Eight-man?
Eight-man.
All right, let's real fast. Ryan?
Hey, Adam, Drew, you guys are the best.
Thanks, buddy boy. You know what? We're out of time, but you're a big fan of the band?
I am a big fan. I saw you guys were trapped down in Hollywood House of Blues. You guys were tight. You guys actually came out and talked to us, unlike everyone else. I was pretty tight.
Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, yeah. I just want to say, are you thinking about maybe doing some stuff with some Canadian guys, like Kaz or something like that? Or are you even tight with them or do you even know them?
No, I mean, we know Kazzer, but we're not really... I don't know what he's up to or what they're doing now, but we've been on tour with Nickelback for a while in Canada, so that's pretty much the Canadian band that we've been out with for a while.
All right, and they're looking forward to getting in studio with the guests, too. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, that's it. Where was I? 3 days grace, everybody. Neil, Adam, God bless you.
Thanks for having us, man.
We enjoyed it. You come back anytime. Again, don't get so big that you don't come back.
We'll just hold out right now.
Yeah. We won't have you back. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you fully. Yeah, of course.
How do we go about keeping that sort of constant?
It's the curse, actually, and you already threw that on us.
I'll put half a curse on you.
All right, that's cool.
Well, don't tell us, just...
Oh, no, it's done.
Just let her go.
It's done. You guys were in the bathroom when I did it. All right. We'll be back tomorrow night with Dave Navarro. We're going to check into his enema magic and all that. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.